hört ihr den fünften Teil von dem Interview, das All Inclusive mit Kenton Cool geführt hat, einem britischen Profibergsteiger, der schon 11-mal auf dem Gipfel des Mount Everest war. Die weiteren Folgen, das wären dann Folge 6 und 7, die hört ihr im neuen Jahr in einer weiteren Sendung von All Inclusive. Wann genau diese letzten Folgen ausgestrahlt werden, das könnt ihr dann auf unserer Facebook-Seite lesen, die heißt Wüstewelle All Inclusive. Und ihr könnt die Interviewfolgen übrigens nachhören auf jugend.wüste-welle.de.
What has been the most dangerous or hardest experience in your climbing life?
There's been many hard experiences. There's been many. I mean, 10 years ago, we climbed Annapurna 3. We did a very hard new route. We were nominated for the PLA d'Or award. And that was 10 days. That was a 10-day alpine style push. There's no fixed ropes. There's no Sherpa support, no oxygen. And that proved to be very hard, physically and mentally. Three of us. At one stage, we thought John was going to die. He seemed to have some altitude-related problem. And it felt, at the time, the hardest thing that I could ever do. It certainly mentally, it pushed me very hard mentally. It pushed all of us very hard mentally. And I suppose it's not always the physicality of it. I did stuff in the early 2000s in Alaska. Myself and Ian Parnell, we really pushed the whole style of climbing there, because it doesn't get dark in Alaska. You can just climb and climb and climb and climb, and they call it single push. You just climb until you've done it, and sometimes you're climbing for maybe 40-50 hours, and that physically pushed us really hard. We did some new climbing, and we did some hard repeats. So we repeated things like Denali Diamond, did the second ascent, did a new route called Extraterrestrial Brothers, and that pushed us really hard physically. And then more recently, I've been pushed mentally through working on Everest. So for instance, this year I came across a dying climber from Taiwan, and I spent a long time trying to save him. Ultimately, I didn't succeed. He died. He died in my arms. And although not necessarily physically challenging, although trying to save his life in English we call it CPR. So we sort of his heart had stopped, and I'm trying to keep him alive at 7,800 meters. So really high. And did this for over 2 hours. So I was with this man for 16 hours, trying to save him. Not physically super demanding, but mentally, that really scarred me. But I think certainly Annapurna 3, that was really hard. 10 days in the high mountains, and the things I was doing. I was a bit younger then, and we thought we were indestructible. Nothing was too hard. But we quickly found out that things can be very hard, and death is never nice. And it makes me sad when I experience or come across death in the mountains, because we go into the mountains because it's fun, because we want to, and we want these experiences, and it's upsetting when death occurs in the mountains.
And what does your family say about your dangerous climbing tour?
They're really great. I mean, I'm married to a beautiful lady called Jazz. And we have two wonderful children. They're only small. Saffron is 3 and Willoughby is 1. So the children don't really understand what daddy does. Daddy will just go away, and he's gone for 6, 7, 8 weeks, and he comes home. And then daddy goes away again, and he comes home. But my wife understands, and my parents, my sister, they understand. And they're very good at allowing me to do it. Yes, I climb for fun, but I also climb for work. And I think when my wife first met me, I was living and working in Chamonix, as a mountain guide, ski guide. And she, and when she first met me, that's what I did. I was, her friends used to joke, I was the mountain man. And if you take the mountains out of me, you're just left with a man. And it's going to be a very different man to the mountain man. And for the last 30 years, 20 years, I've been in the mountains. And I don't think I would be a nice person if I wasn't allowed to do what I do. Yes, they're concerned, they worry, they want me to come home, but they would never stop me doing what I would like to do or what I need to do even. I need to do these things. It makes me feel alive and it makes me appreciate life. I don't like, it's getting harder now that I have the young family. I don't like leaving my children, I don't like leaving my wife. But then when I'm at home, I have this urge, I have a pull. Something calls me to the mountains. And one day when the children are older, maybe we can all go. Maybe not to climb Everest, but we can go to Nepal, we can go to the smaller mountains. I want my family to understand what is so important and so special about these places. And I look forward to doing that.
All Inclusive. Die inklusive Jugendredaktion der Wüstenwelle. Jeden zweiten Samstag von 16 bis 17 Uhr auf 96,6 MHz oder im Internet unter www.wüste-welle.de.